I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is reeling amidst hyperinflation, the dire economic crisis, and recent U.S. tensions. As Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA puts it, life is difficult for every Iranian.
Basic food items have grown too expensive for the average person. And so many people are just eating bread and cheese. They are literally just getting by, subsisting.
Ministries that rely on cars and vans to reach communities around the country just can't afford to work in all of the same areas. They're simply too far away and gas is too expensive.
What they're saying is pray for us. Pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of persecution.
Check out the Voice of the Martyrs 2020 Global Prayer Guide to learn how you can be praying. And our last story takes place in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. In biblical times, a valley with a similar name meant sorrow or tears as pilgrims made their way to Jerusalem. Bekaa Valley today takes on the meaning of loss as it hosts over 1 million Syrian refugees. Over 400,000 of them are children who've had their education and futures snatched away. Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad says as the hands and feet of Christ, they had to do something. So they started Schools That Heal.
Schools That Heal means creating healthy spiritual atmosphere that are emotionally healing next to education.
It's a huge step, considering all the kids have experienced to get to the Valley of Sorrow. And ultimately,
we are hoping our students will know they are loved and valued by God.
If you want to be part of the solution, we'll connect you to prayer and giving needs at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.